Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my good friend Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. We've followed the snake pattern for years now. It's much more sensible when you connect it to the availability of food, that would be mice, for example, and the mice you can connect to wet weather, for example. Jeremy's about to get some wet weather. However, there was also the unusually warm winter. That's summertime North America, wintertime Australia. The unusually warm winter where we had some snakes fighting out in the fields when they should have been asleep. We had other snakes sort of showing up at the beach or in everybody's house when they should have been asleep. We also had what appeared to be a surge of snakes. At first it was anecdotal, but then the newspaper headlines in Australia confirmed it. There are a lot more snakes than there used to be. Now we're going to tell some snake stories that speak to the scale of a snake. Jeremy, we'll begin in Adelaide, your hometown. What happened?
Well, this is a truly scary, scary situation, John. And what happened was a man came back to his home after spending 2 weeks in New Zealand. He's a New Zealander, so he went back home for Christmas and had a bit of a holiday there. But he returned home to Adelaide and was basically had picked up his cat from the cattery and was holding the cat as he went through the front door. And then he walked into his lounge room, as you expect, and everything was very normal. And the interesting thing is he did have security cameras in his house that was running, so we caught all of this on film. But as he was looking around his living room, presumably just to make sure everything was there and everything was still as he had left and nothing had happened while he was gone, lo and behold, on the carpet, only inches away from his feet, there's this funny tubular-looking brown thing that is just sitting there quietly. And then as the video goes on, you suddenly notice this thing's starting to move, and it's moving exactly like a snake. The man continues for at least another good 30 seconds looking around his lounge room, completely unawares as he's patting his cat and making sure everything's there. And then suddenly he looks down himself, presumably after feeling something a little bit weird, because it looks like in the footage he actually trod on what was that tubular thing originally. But he looks down, and lo and behold, it is an eastern brown snake. It's actually a fully grown eastern brown snake, had been on his lounge, basically sitting there on his lounge room floor the whole time. He does what any natural human being does. He recoils back in horror, takes the cat with him. Thank goodness, doesn't throw the cat on the floor or anything horrendous. The snake, though, as well, just as scared, just as fearful, starts to shoot off in the other direction, and that's where the video ends. But honestly, John, I've never seen a situation where there's a snake in a lounge room that the homeowner's gotten home, hasn't bothered to look down, and hasn't noticed that just inches away the whole time from his sock-clad feet, he wasn't even wearing shoes, there was actually one of Australia's most dangerous venomous snakes that potentially could have killed him. But I'm happy to report that nobody was bitten. The cat's okay. The man's okay. The snake was removed sometime later on. But John, this was in a suburban part of Adelaide. This is not anywhere in the bushland. But the fact is, an eastern brown snake had possibly been living in his house for the last 2 weeks while he was away, and he didn't even notice it was there when he walked in. So this again, John, I mean, I check everything everywhere every day now for snakes around my home. But you know what? I think I'm just literally going to have to walk with my head firmly looking down at the ground everywhere I go, because he genuinely was in a place where you wouldn't expect to see a snake. And that's literally in an open area where there's a lot of people expected to be walking around, because snakes love to feel very confident. They love to feel secure. So this again shows you, just when you think you know everything about snakes, you really don't. And you really have to look everywhere you go here in Australia, because snakes are everywhere and they will genuinely try to kill you at some point.
I'm struck by two details. One, the snake was out in the open on the carpet. It wasn't curled up hiding somewhere or somewhere warm. It was out in the room. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's what makes this very unusual. And that's why it looks like, and if you read the news articles about it too, the snake experts believe they think it had been there for some time and had actually become very, very comfortable in that this home was left effectively abandoned for 2 weeks and that there was no predators or prey. So it had actually found itself comfortably out on the carpet. And carpet for snakes is very good because snakes hate the feel, the sensation that they're having things prickle into them. Even sometimes long spinifex grass is terrible for snakes because they feel that it's actually predators trying to eat them and needle them. Whereas this carpet was probably perfect for the snake. It's like basically laying your head on a pillow. But it was very comfortable there, so it was absolutely out in the open, not fearing anything was going to come and get it. But then sure enough, of course, the homeowner comes home, and that's where it went, was basically fearful for its life.
The second detail, the cat. Cats do not react to snakes?
The short answer is they do. And this is the thing here in Australia. A lot of cats, sadly, are killed each year because they attack snakes. Dogs, on the other hand, they tend to recognize the danger. And while some smaller dogs will tend to attack snakes and unfortunately do get bitten, but larger dogs like horses, I guess you could say as well, tend to be scared of snakes and tend to sort of back away if they can. But if they're cornered, of course, they'll defend themselves. But cats, unfortunately, cats see snakes as playthings. So quite often when even a cat being carried sees a snake, the first inclination is to go at it and basically dominate the territory. So this cat, I think, if you have a look at the angle of how the cat was being held, may not have actually noticed the snake was all on the ground as well because it was high enough and actually being held over the snake. But, I mean, it's all speculation and guesswork. But I think if that cat had been put on the ground a bit earlier, it could have also been a different story because it may have detected the snake pretty quickly and gone to attack and unfortunately been bitten itself.
Now we go to Queensland. A snake catcher, female snake catcher, who was attacked. Her name, Haley Ann Hill, an experienced snake catcher. But the snake venom is in her and she's damaged. What happened, Jeremy?
This is an interesting story. A snake catcher in Queensland, Haley Ann, she was responding to a call where a red-bellied black snake had been found. And it was one of the last calls of the day, so she'd had a very long day and was starting to feel fatigued. Anyway, during the course of trying to remove the red-bellied black snake, she had a lapse of judgment. She wasn't really thinking and wasn't watching. She put her hand in the wrong spot and the snake actually bit her. She knew instantly she'd been bitten. She felt the prick. She looked down and saw the blood and immediately thought to herself, oh my goodness, I'm silly. What am I doing? I've let my guard down. I've now been bitten. This is not good. Immediately did the right thing. She immobilized the limb, got the bandage on. They called the paramedics. Unfortunately, the paramedics still took 2 hours to get there, but because she was a snake catcher and recognized that it was a red-bellied black snake, which tends to be less lethal than brown snakes immediately because red-bellied black poison actually paralyzes the human body as opposed to goes directly for the organs. She, while it was frustrating the paramedics weren't there, the two-hour wait she knew wasn't 100% concerning. But the unfortunate thing is that red-bellied black snake poison, as she well knew, it has a very, very searing, searing pain attached to it. So for that whole 2 hour period, all she could feel was this searing pain moving up her limb and basically through her body. And there was nothing she could do about it till she got to hospital and got the antivenin. But got to hospital, got the antivenin. But however, it's now turned out that the pain, the immediate effect, wasn't all she was going to be carrying for the rest of her life. She now has complete nerve damage to the ends of her fingers where the bite originally went in. And she has lost her sense of smell, which could be pretty much for life right now. So it's just one of the natures of snake bites. But she is kicking herself because she knows that if she had been more attentive, she wouldn't have been in that situation. But it also shows, too, that even snake bite victims, when they survive, they often carry the devastating effects of being bitten. So this poor woman now, Haley Ann, she's not going to be able to feel very well through her right fingers. She's certainly lost her sense of smell and may have lost it forevermore. But at least she's alive, and by the sounds of it, she's out there again still catching snakes. So it didn't completely ruin her career. But this is fascinating, John, to hear a snake catcher so retrospective about how silly she was in not keeping that moment of attention and getting bitten. But at the same time, being able to share with us what it was like to be bitten by a red-bellied black snake, which a lot of us will never hopefully actually go through. So very interesting story. But again, it shows you cannot let your guard down if you see a snake. You have to just keep watching it, get the professionals in, and make sure they remove it. So don't mess with snakes is, again, what we're learning here.
Her instinct was not to express this in public. She's looking to protect snakes. Remember, they're protected species in Australia. Nobody's permitted to kill them. I'm sure it happens, but it's not acceptable. And she kept quiet, thinking this would build prejudice against red-bellied black snakes. But she also says that with the increased number of snakes, the attacks that Jeremy's mentioning, or the fact that it's in your home everywhere. You come through the front door at night and you go, anybody here? And the snakes answer, sure, come home, welcome home. She says that she spoke up to tell people, you must think this through when you go near a snake. But Lordy, that's a bad story, Jeremy. And again, I puzzle these snake catchers. They don't wear gloves. It's weird, Jeremy. I mean, snakes have, I understand, fangs are needle-like, but a glove can stop that, at least initially, can it?
It absolutely can. And again, it's I think it comes down to maybe choice by snake catchers. And I have been told by a snake catcher that the reason that he doesn't wear protective gear or gloves is that he actually wants to be able to feel where the snake is, which is very counterintuitive. I think the last thing I'd want to feel is a snake against my bare skin. But he explained that if you have a good idea of where the snake is, you can actually calmly put your hand into, say, the crevice or the hole and kind of feel around where it is without alerting it. And if you have a glove on, you just can't feel the skin against your own skin. But honestly, John, if I was a snake catcher of that caliber, I'd probably still be wearing a glove. I'd be probably ripping out walls and tearing down homes to find the snake as opposed to trying to find it if I feel in touch.
He's saying you put your hand in a dark place not knowing where the snake is, you're tapping around for it? Wow.
This is the kind of people we're dealing with, John. These are a completely different breed of people. They have, I mean, have to admit, I do respect them. They have far more courage than I do. I could never put my hand into a cavity, especially a roof cavity, he was saying, is where you tend to have to do it and try and find a snake. But he's done it for many years, and he knows. And he said, too, that if you feel the snake, you know you can actually remove your hand and get it out of the dangerous situation, whereas maybe if you have a glove on, you can put yourself into a more dangerous situation. But honestly, John, these are people different to myself and probably yourself, so I'm just going to enjoy their stories and never approach a snake without a glove or anything.
Makes me 8 years old. I'll tell the story quickly. Trick-or-treat in Narberth, Pennsylvania. This is a neighborhood built in the 1920s. Right after the first war, so it settled in standalone homes outside this mainline Philadelphia. This one house up on the corner had a wonderful presentation for Halloween. We were all in our costumes. I was escorting my younger brother. You went up the steps, and inside they had the fireplace all lit up with electric lights, and they were in witches' gear. And there was a big black pot. And you were told to reach in and get treats, right? Candy. But be quick about it because there's a spider in there. And I thought, I don't want to have anything to do with this. I was standing around, and the older kids would go first, and they'd go in and scoop stuff up. So I decided I could handle this for my brother because he didn't want anything to do with it. So I reached in, and I don't know what happened. I either convinced myself there was something inside or somebody said something. I jumped about 7 feet. More to the point, I've never forgotten that moment. Do you have moments like that, Jeremy, at Halloween? Anything that really scared you?
Oh, I don't think it's in Halloween, but I've had moments like that with snakes certainly walking in the bush, and that's why I never do much bushwalking anymore, I can tell you.
Well, when I read this story about reaching in for snakes, I thought, that's just like reaching into that big black pot to get candy, and then something was inside. I never wanted, the next year they did the same shtick. I never wanted to go back there. I never did. As far as I know, it's still there waiting for children to come by and reach into that pot. Jeremy Zakas, we're New South Wales. There's a cricket story that is strange and a little sad, but mostly strange. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.